Blog Talk Radio.
Don't settle for okay, get the best. Northernwellness.ca sells the best nutritional supplements from Youngevity. Over 14 million sold worldwide and founded by the incomparable Dr. Joel Wallach. You have no idea how good your body is designed to feel. Go to northernwellness.ca. We want to hear from you. Call us at 1-800-686-0775. It's free to call and we want to talk to you. We at Northern Wellness Radio want to hear from you. Join our chat and tell us what you think.
Rally, lovers of health freedom worldwide, and disseminating truth about the dangerous deceptions that lie within the current North American medical model. You are listening to the Northern Wellness Radio Show, coming to you from the Great White North and beautiful Alberta, Canada. Here's the hosts of the show, Andrea Brightwell and Mike Phillips.
We're live. This is Mike Phillips on NorthernWellness.fm radio. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-686-0775. Now, contrary to our opening music there with the AC/DC, Andrea Brightwell will not be with us tonight. I've got a sad story to tell. It turns out she fell off a bridge and a train ran over her. So, like, I had to go out looking for a new guest host. And, you know, there was some big shoes to fill. So I did a lot of auditioning and I talked to a lot of girls and things went well. And I ended up with our brand new co-host, excuse me, her name is Annie Watson. She's here with us live tonight for the first time. But more importantly than that, I want to talk about something that is afflicting the nation. Are you ready for this? Exploding head syndrome. You think that's not real? Oh, yeah? Well, the Washington Post says it happens in an instant just before you fall asleep. You're startled by a loud noise, the thud of a book slamming on the floor. Or worse, the bang of a shotgun nearby. You jump up, you look around, but everything seems normal. Well, it is. But you did hear a noise that wasn't real. It was in your brain. So, this is crazy, but I got to go back. Well, we have a sound clip from Fox News. And if I can't convince you that this is a real actual condition, maybe Fox News can. Corey, are you ready? Let's roll that clip.
No, I think we had one more minute, but you know what, Mike, you were saying that you have, you know, experienced this exploding head syndrome. Is this true? Is this, you can have like real life experience right now?
Well, I'm just, okay, so I'm just picking up the pieces as I go along, but yeah, a few years ago I would lay in bed and it was like an electrical impulse that would explode inside your brain. It was all quiet in the room, and there was this, and it was always, it was so loud that it was almost painful, and I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, it would, there was no pattern to it or anything, but then I was hosting a radio show for Dr. Peter Glidden, Fire Your MD Now on GCN, and I had, you know, between the commercial breaks, there was this sound coming up, and the engineer on the show would, you know, talk to me through the headphones and say, "Have you, you know, what's going on? Do you hear that?" And I said, "Yeah, do you hear that?" And we didn't know what was going on. But after a while, he asked me, "Is your phone near the microphone?" And it was, right? It was sitting right next to it. So I moved it, and the sound went away. So this is all about electronic RFID pollution. Is it real? Does it exist? There's a lot of people talking about it. Now, this hasn't happened to me in quite a long time, right? You know, since that was happening, I found nutritional excellence in such a way that I could still abuse myself and live healthy, right? So we've got a sound clip of Fox News talking about this. And I just think, I thought it was great when I ran into this because explained something that happened to me. So roll that clip, Corey. Go.
Welcome back to The Real Story. Has this ever happened to you? You're lying in bed, drifting off to sleep, when suddenly you're jolted awake by a startling loud noise, except that noise is just in your head, not real. Doctors have a name for it, actually. It's called exploding head syndrome. Sounds pretty bad. But it's actually more prevalent than once thought. Researchers found that nearly 20% of all college kids have experienced at least one episode of this, and that one third of patients, that is, it can lead to something called sleep paralysis, where they can't move or speak when they wake up. Dr. Christopher Winter is a sleep medicine doctor and neurologist, and he's here to explain what the heck exploding head syndrome is. So what exactly is it, doctor?
I think, first of all, it's important to point out this exploding head syndrome is totally different than what Hillary Clinton is experiencing right now. That's a different exploding head syndrome. This is a condition, it's sort of an auditory hallucination that some people experience right as they're getting ready to fall asleep. It's usually a loud sound or an explosion. Or I had one patient describe it one time, like somebody took a bed spring and bent it and then let it go really suddenly, and you get the kind of burring kind of sound. And it's very disturbing. It's and it can awaken people, you know, immediately from their sleep thinking they've had a stroke, but it's completely painless and really completely harmless.
Okay, so how do you treat it?
I mean, generally, just acknowledging the fact, you know, I typically ask patients, have you ever been woken up by an unusual loud sound or a bang and it really scared you? Usually just talking about it and the patient understanding that, oh, wow, I've had that before and I've always been nervous about that and wondered what it was. It's just really mainly reassurance and trying to encourage better sleep hygiene and better sleep practices.
Okay.
Typically make it go away.
Well, but here's the thing. So they did this study, and they're finding out now. They thought that it used to be people 50 and over who experienced it more, but now it's a pretty big percentage of younger people. And I'm wondering, does it have anything to do with technology and electronics and the fact that we're overstimulating our brains all the time?
It could. I mean, some people think that the phenomenon is related to your brain turning off at night. And when young people are using electronics or media and it keeps them up at night and disturbs their sleep quality, there could be a relationship.
All right. And just for the record, for my question of the day, what's the weirdest thing you've done behind the wheel of a car? You just told me you changed a diaper. What?
You promised me you wouldn't tell. I did. I changed a diaper one time driving down the road. I'm not proud of it, and I'll never do it again.
You're here to tell about it. All right, I'll get more details in the break. Dr. Winter, thanks so much for explaining exploding head syndrome. See you soon.
So there you go, Fox News. I actually had that happen to me. But let me just say this. It hasn't happened in a long time. So, Annie, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of a devil's advocate. I personally have never experienced, you know, exploding head syndrome. You know, I talked to my family, and I talked to a couple, and, you know, the husband did when he was younger and the wife didn't. So I don't really know if this is a true diagnosis of anything. You know, I think back to when we did a show about the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual of Mental Disorders, or the DSM, you know, that big guidebook for all psychiatrists to diagnose people in order to give them drugs. To me, I think this is some sort of, I don't know, loophole way to just get another diagnosis that they can treat. However, I think that for your story and how you know, no longer have this problem, or you no longer have your head exploding at nighttime, is still interesting and still fits with our, you know, outlook on alternative health and natural healing. So, Mike, why don't you have exploding head syndrome anymore?
Well, I attribute it to the fact that, number one, my body is working better than it ever has because, you know, you get neutrified and things just work. But before that, I definitely had a hardcore case of exploding head syndrome, and nobody can tell me I didn't. So there you go.
Well, then we can, you know, cheerfully and kindly agree to disagree. To me, it just seems like what the heck is it? Is it, you know, electrical pulses that are like making your head, you know, have these noises? Is it something else? Is it emotional? Is it psychological? Like, what is it? To me, the news article was interesting because obviously people are, you know, experiencing this, but what is it? Like, there needs to be, I think, a bit more research to understand, you know, what this is, you know, rather than just saying, oh, it's this, you know, super crazy awesome name, exploding head syndrome, because that just sounds so awesome. And, you know,
well, wait a minute now. I just gave you evidence. Wait a minute now. I just gave you evidence. I said I was on the air and my cell phone was sitting too close to the microphone and I heard the exact same sound coming through the headphones. Ipso facto, vis-a-vis, it has something to do with electrical impulses, cell signals. I don't know. Right?
It's interesting, though.
I don't know, but I just look at cause and effect, right?
Well, you know, when we're looking at, you know, electric magnetic pulses and, you know, people who live maybe close to an energy source or, you know, high towers with electrical lines, power lines going through them. You know, I even have a friend that used to live where they had those really big, massive electrical wires running behind their house, and they had to move because all of their kids and themselves, they were getting migraines and headaches all the time. So maybe there is a cause and effect. They lived there, they got headaches, they moved away, not so much anymore. So I don't know.
Another thing to look at
subject.
Is that I might have been absolutely completely nuts. That's possible.
Well, can we get your wife on the line? Like, is she available to give us some background?
No. I've got her locked in the onion cellar. I only let her out every few times a day.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Fox News is, it's a great story, and I think it's interesting for people.
That's solid news.
Yeah, but you know, in the article you're reading from the Washington Post, it was saying that that exploding head syndrome has received a little clinical attention over the last years. You know, so there isn't a whole lot of resources being funneled in to research what this is and how it causes, and you know, for MDs how to treat it, and then for naturopaths how to make it go away. Because that scientists have hypothesized the condition is rare and seen mostly in people older than 50. But then we read this, we listen to the soundbite that, no, it's happened to people younger, like you. It happened to, you know, one of my family members when he was younger. So you got to start wondering, we have so many things.
So it turns out we lost Andrea, or as I should say, Annie. We were talking about exploding head syndrome, and you know what? That's not a big deal. It's not. It wasn't anything huge. So, but you know
Sorry,
what?
Sorry, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. Sorry, my phone kicked me off.
Well, welcome back.
Well, welcome. So, give me a rundown. Am I making any sense to people out there? I think we have so many toxins and so many things people are worried about. Worried about the environment. We're worried about, you know, toxic chemicals. Worried about the government. Worried about so many different things. And now we have to start worrying about things we literally can't see, like your cell phones, you know, their electrical pulse and the stuff that they're sending out. I think, you know, our generation in 50 years, that new generation is going to look back and be like, they're so stupid. They had Wi-Fi flying everywhere, and they had cell phones and iPads and computers and routers and all of these electronic devices, and they didn't think anything was going to happen. I can see something seriously affecting our bodies and not realizing it until, you know, years down the line. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a multitude of things. It's not, you know, everybody's running around thinking, you know, and I think I get it. It's crazy, right? People are saying it's Wi-Fi signals, it's GMOs, it's pesticides, all these things. But the fact is, if you're not neutrified, any one of those things is going to be detrimental to you. So, you know, I listen to these people that talk about, you know, it's the smart meters, right? Or it's the GMOs, or they're focusing on one thing at a time, which tells me at the same time they're focusing on one time with their health. And you need to look at it like total war. You know what I mean? You can't just go in and bomb a little territory and it's over. You got to do a massive assault, and then you got to go in and take out the little pockets of resistance. Right? So it's the same thing with your health. If you're looking for a magic bullet where you're going to take one pill or one thing and make a big difference and win the war. You're wrong. You're totally wrong. What you need to look at is like a scorched earth policy where you change your diet, change your surroundings, change your, you know, your supplement intake, and it's really that simple. So I know I got into a lot of stuff from exploding head syndrome, but do you agree with me?
I do agree with you. I think being able to support your body's natural abilities to, you know, support itself and heal itself is the most important thing. And I think, you know, your personal experience, that shines through. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll be talking about gluten. Is it a fad or fact?
For a long and healthy life, we've got it dialed in. Healing is easy when you give your body what it needs. We recommend that everyone takes the Healthy Body Start Pack from Youngevity for optimal health and cut out the 10 bad foods. They are wheat, barley, rye oats, fried food, oil in a bottle, well-done red meat, meat with nitrates, baked potato skins, and carbonated drinks. Healing is easy, and we want everyone healthy and happy to enjoy a long life. If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to build theirs. Youngevity is a company that believes in helping people gain back their health through the best nutritional supplements on the planet. But Youngevity also wants your life to be full of dreams you can achieve. By joining Youngevity with your own independent business, you can achieve freedom and build your dreams. Listen in at northernwellness.tv Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for weekly business presentation. We talk about the company, how you can become a part of it, and how your wealth will grow while helping people feel better. Mondays at 9 p.m. at northernwellness.tv.
You're listening to Northern Wellness Health Radio. We would love to hear from you. The call-in line is 1-800-686-0775. Now back to the show. Here's your hosts, Andrea Brightwell and Mike Phillips.
Thank you so much, guys. It's Annie Watson here, and we have I pulled up an interesting article, Mike, and I think you'll like this one too. It was from the Washington Post, and I don't actually like what this, you know, writer wrote, so I'm going to kind of rebuttal what he's said. So the article is, someone finally found the perfect way to make fun of the gluten-free movement. It's becoming more and more popular, and so people think it's this big fad to be gluten-free. And I have friends who are gluten-free because they actually are celiac. I have friends who are just gluten intolerant for various reasons. And then, yeah, maybe some people are just, oh, I'll try gluten-free products. But the author, Roberto Fermand, he has this link to a Tumblr blog about a gluten-free museum where he's taken, you know, iconic pictures like Lady and the Tramp eating the bowl of spaghetti and removed it to kind of be a little bit funny about this gluten-free trend that we see in the world, especially in the North American diet. What I found interesting, though, about this article at the end is, you know, it says that gluten, one of the most popular proteins on this planet, is also increasingly one of the most hated. Here in the United States, the gluten-free movement, which has been driven not only by an actual need among celiacs to avoid the food, but also a widespread belief that letting bread, beer, and pasta and all other foods with gluten go means living healthier for almost anyone, is so pervasive that it might as well be a fact for American life. Now, for Canadians, I looked it up, and 1% of Canadians actually have celiac disease, so they cannot digest the gluten protein. So that's about 350,000 Canadians who are, I guess, feeding into this fad, as you could say, but are of a legitimate reason for doing it. A secondary article by the National Post says that there's about 22% of Canadians are the avoiders. And for me, I am one of those avoiders. So that comes to about 7,700,000 Canadians. Now, within those people, you know, 25% are doing it for losing weight, because, of course, a lot of the gluten and the wheat that we're ingesting are carbohydrates, and carbohydrates contain a lot of fat, and people gain weight. You know, you eat your bread, you eat your pasta, you eat your cakes, you're going to get fat. The other 25%, they do it for generally for their health, and 40% do it to feel better. I don't know what happened to the 10%. Who knows? I'm one of the 40%. I find that when I'm not eating gluten products with the gluten protein, I just feel better. And I see a difference in my children, too. I see they act different. They feel different. Their digestive system acts differently. So, yes, there are people who definitely are gluten-free, and there's a reason medically. They've been diagnosed with celiac disease, and then there's these avoiders, as they say. The article goes on to say, though, that amid the rise of this villainization of gluten, it is a growing sense that something about the movement seems a bit off. Now, they have this New Yorker, Michael Spector, who apparently delved into this fad, and he was quoted saying, "How could gluten, present in a staple food that has sustained humanity for thousands of years, have suddenly become so threatening?" Mike, what do you think? What do you think about this statement by this Michael Spector?
Well, I don't know exactly. Okay, you know, I can't get exact on the cause, okay? But what I do know is that, okay, so allergies have gone up like crazy. Asthma has gone up like crazy. And, you know, just like with exploding head syndrome, I go back to my own experience. And I don't honestly believe in exploding head syndrome, just to be clear right now. Like, I just brought that up because it was an interesting thing that happened to me. Right?
No, it sounds awesome.
All right. It's funny, right? So thanks for that, Annie.
No.
But the gluten thing, that's real. It's very real. I mean, I know people that I grew up with that have children now that if they get just a little a dot of wheat flour on the finger, all of a sudden they go into this weird where they're bleh, you know what I mean? They just turn into a completely different person. And I'm not joking, in the middle of the airport, right? So the whole gluten thing has something to it. And you know, I for most of my life, I had all these really crazy bad health problems. And I acted like a complete idiot where, you know, I would have a couple of beers with my friends. And I was the guy that would go and do the craziest, stupidest thing. And the more I moved away from the gluten, the more, you know, it wasn't like that. I had more self-control. Mm-hmm. So I have personal experience with this myself. And I, you know, here's the thing. If you don't know or you don't think it makes a difference, just cut it off from your diet. You know, go 2 weeks without it in the house. Like, you know, it's tough to say. I tell people, get it out of your house. Right? But go 2 weeks without it in your house, and then on the last day, eat every single glutinous thing you can and see what happens. And that's really what this is all about, is figuring out what you're made of, what you interact with, and then taking your health into your own hands. It's the ultimate freedom. It's the ultimate freedom.
And that's what's interesting. Like when we're, you know, when the Spector says that, you know, gluten has been a staple food for thousands of years, you know, it's true. You look back to the Egyptians, they were growing wheat and eating it like crazy. However, our planet has a very different ecosystem as it did a couple thousand years ago. We've got genetically modified foods. We've got environmental toxins, preservatives. There's so much, like, crap floating around in the earth and the atmosphere affecting our food that, no. Wheat may have been a staple ingredient, but it is not what our ancestors were eating. And so, you know, there's this saying that this naturopath doctor said that food is either the slowest form of poison or the most powerful form of medicine, and knowledge is power. And I think when it comes to this gluten controversy, as some people call it, if it's a fad, if it's fact, whatever, like you said, just try it. It has absolutely no harm to your body to stop ingesting something and see how you feel. And it doesn't even mean you have to substitute every single thing with a gluten-free option. I still have toast, but I buy gluten-free toast. I still have pasta, I buy rice pasta. But for a lot of the other stuff that has, you know, wheat products, I just don't eat them. And I find, you know, alternatives, not necessarily substitutes. So it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be hard, because now there are so many options out there. And just go on to any gluten-free blog and you'll get tons of recipes or alternative options of what to eat. And, you know, with that, you know, we've got an MD perspective too for a lot of the people that are talking about, you know, why gluten is still good. Then you've got the ND's perspective, where they actually understand how the body works and interacts with, you know, nutrition and minerals and vitamins and food. And then you've got these random bloggers, and, you know, maybe you've even got us, our people who've done our own research and have our own opinion. And then, of course, you have the, you know, big wheat-producing PR campaigns that are the people telling you what to eat are the ones who are selling you what to eat. And with that, I would like to say kind of a funny video. We're going to call it Gluten and Gandhi. Go ahead, Corey, and play that audio clip.
Give expert medical advice. Once you take your gluten-free vows, you'll need to have an automatic understanding that every medical condition is caused by gluten. Depression, it's always caused by gluten. Obesity, that's 100% gluten. Every single case of cancer is caused by gluten. I swear, gluten's what killed Gandhi.
So this is just a funny take on a lot of people's, you know, perspectives out there. This is by Awaken with JP. He's on a YouTube channel. But, you know, we are not experts. We're not doctors. We're not naturopath doctors. We are just educated. We've taken the knowledge and we're trying to pass it on to you. So in the end, I'll get your thoughts afterwards, Mike. But in the end, my opinion is gluten, some people can digest it and have no problems, and some people can't. The fact is, the proof is in the pudding. So instead of just listening to everybody else, like Mike said, just try being gluten-free and see how you feel. See if you are not more clear-headed, if you're not have more energy, if you don't feel more creative, if your kids have less tantrums, if their digestion system is better. Just see how you feel and then make your own assumption. Be your own gauge on this to see if this is a fad or fact. Mike, what do you have to say?
Well, I totally agree. You got to treat yourself like a chemistry set. And you got to see, okay, so how do I feel today, right? Do I have energy? Do I have I got little pains here and there? Do I have a tumor the size of a beach ball? You know what I mean? Take an assessment of your own health and figure out if it's exactly where you want to be. And so if you want to achieve some goals, then try some different things, but don't look for a silver bullet, right? Because people want to do this one thing and give it 20 minutes and see if they feel better. And if they don't, they walk away and they say, well, that didn't work. I tried it. And then you run back to Google, and because you have Google, you're some kind of a smart person, because you can throw in a search and look at a video for 5 minutes and think you know everything about everything. Well, the fact is you don't. You're going to have to take months and months and figure out what your body does, because I guarantee you don't know what it does right now. So do some trial and error. Any scientist, any chemist, you do experiments. Look at how you feel. Change things in your diet. Don't just overlook it, you know? Go on, Andrea.
Yeah.
Or, sorry.
Well, I'm thinking, you know what?
Sally, is it?
Annie.
No, Annie, right. Okay.
You know, when we're talking about this fad and this fact when it comes to gluten. So I think really we need to get down to, like, why? Why is this even an issue? Why are people having digestive issues and problems when it does come to wheat and gluten? So our favorite naturopathic doctor, Dr. Peter Glidden, has a wonderful webinar series. And so I watched the recent one on wheat and gluten, and he has even a YouTube one you can watch of why gluten is bad. And this is from a naturopath perspective. So in your digestive system, you've got, you know, you chew your food, you got your stomach, and then you got your small intestines, and then your large intestines. Now, the small intestines, that's where it's going to start absorbing any of the food nutrients that you've eaten. So you mashed up, it goes into your stomach, it you know, digest it some more. And then once it enters into the body's small intestine, you have these little feelers that they call villi and microvilli. And they're like these little tiny tentacles that absorb the nutrients in the food you're eating. This is where the saying comes, you are what you eat. So if you're eating healthy and good food, your body is going to absorb those good, healthy nutrients. But this is where we get to the problem with the gluten protein. So with a protein, it's a massive amino chain, and every different type of protein has a different type of amino chain. With gluten, this amino chain is very complex, and for a majority of people, I think the last number I heard was 7 out of 10 actually have this, you know, gluten intolerance. Their body is just not quite able to break apart the chains of this protein to free the amino acids in this gluten protein. So instead of having, you know, imagine these individual little ping pong balls, now you have this cluster of ping pong balls trying to go through your small intestines. Well, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to start doing some damage. And when this happens, it's going to start affecting how your body absorbs any type of nutrient or any type of, you know, healthy food to get into your bloodstream and into your body. You need to understand how your body works, I think is what we're saying. So this is the effect that gluten has on some people. I'm not saying everyone, and this is all the information I've gotten from, you know, listening to educated and researched naturopath doctors. So if you have symptoms that affect your digestion or, you know, various other things that you think possibly could be effect of gluten, then stop ingesting something that might be harming you. Give your body time, like Mike said, don't give it like 20 minutes, but give your body time to, you know, do its inherent ability of healing itself, and then see how you feel. I have a personal family member who suffered from IBS, and he stopped eating stopped eating gluten products, went gluten-free, started to nutrify his body with really good supplements, enzymes, probiotics to help his body just promote its own well-being and to get his, you know, his digestive system, his small intestines just back on track. And now, well, I don't know what my freedom of speech, and I'm using my quote unquote here, will allow me to say, but he is a much healthier person and a much happier person. So that is the ultimate reason why gluten, the protein, is affecting certain people, because it's a very hard protein for some people to digest, and it can just wreak havoc in your small intestine. So there you go, Dr. Andrea out.
Yeah, you don't want to end up being the fat guy in the go-kart one day where everybody's making fun of you and, you know, cut yourself off of gluten. Seriously, just try it. Go. And like, you know, like my co-host Annie was saying, if you're going to try something, give it 2 months, give it 3 months, you know, don't be an idiot. I guess is what it boils down to.
It's so small, like 2 months, 3 months in your life is such a small time frame.
Exactly.
In the grand scheme of things. So, anyways, we'll be right back with a $1 billion lawsuit that the U.S. government is having to deal with.
You won't believe it.
Your body grew itself all by itself. It knows how to fix itself. NorthernWellness.tv presents every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time a live broadcast explaining the cause of various chronic diseases and how your body can improve and promote its health. Millions are suffering from chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, Crohn's disease, asthma, and many more. Tune in for a weekly feature to learn what the root problem is and how you can help your body promote healing through nutritional supplements. Monday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at northernwellness.tv. An ancient Ayurvedic proverb says, "When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need." Go to our blog at northernwellnessradio.tumblr.com for links to great, healthy, gluten-free recipes.
We're back live, and Annie has got a story that she wants to bring out here. Annie, I want you to read this story, and I'm going to come in after. So have you got it in front of you?
Yeah, I got it here. So it's from theactivistpost.com, and it came out April 4th. And it's just kind of been a progressive case that's been going along for a while, but this is kind of the latest news with it. It's a $1 billion lawsuit. Government-funded studies intentionally infected people with STDs. So let's read it. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Johns Hopkins University for performing unethical government-sponsored studies on Guatemalan citizens in the 1940s and 50s. Now, doctors from the hospital, the suit alleges, deliberately infected soldiers, prisoners, orphans, and the mentally ill, STDs like syphilis and gonorrhea, without their consent, in order to test whether or not penicillin could cure them. Now, consent was only granted from authorities in Guatemala. So the lawsuit involves almost 800 plaintiffs, including affected family members and spouses of the original victims. Now, it seeks nearly $1 billion in damages and also names the Rockefeller Foundation also complicit, saying it helped design, support, encourage, and finance the studies. Additionally, it alleges that pharmaceutical giant Bristol Myers Squibb supplied the penicillin. So the revelations came only because Susan Reverby, a professor of the Wesley University, uncovered the evidence in 2010. So this is what the lawsuit claims for the infected subjects. It says, during the experiments, the following occurred. One, prostitutes were infected with venereal diseases and then provided for sex to subjects for intentional transmission of the disease. So just a side note, that's just awesome science right there. Really, that's what they're doing now. Two, subjects were inoculated by injection of syphilis into the spinal fluid that bathes the brain and spinal cord under the skin and on mucous membranes. Okay, great. And I don't want to get too graphic, but the article goes on and on talking about how they just infected people, and it was prostitutes, it was men, it was women. Children were subjected to blood studies to check for the presence of venereal diseases. Children. So the article continues that another disturbing element of the STD studies is that the 696 original participants, and it's in quotations because they didn't actually know they were participating, were not notified of what was being done to them. They were not told of the consequences of the studies, provided medical care, or told how to stop the spread of the diseases. And many did not receive what was considered sufficient treatment in those years. Only 60 of the plaintiffs in the suit are original victims, as most, unfortunately, are now dead, many directly because of the diseases they received. Now, correspondence between one of the lead researchers and another doctor revealed that the researchers knew what they were doing was unethical. The Guardian cites the letter explaining doctors knew that if they were discovered by some goody organization that the program was testing people who are mentally ill, it would raise a lot of smoke. The manager continues, "I see no reason to say where the work was done and the type of volunteer." Really? This is now what we're doing. People are now going to start testing on men, women, children, and know about it and know it's unethical and yet still go through with it. So the article says that in 2012, the lawsuit against the federal government rooted in the Federal Tort Claims Act was dismissed by a federal judge. The judge ruled that the United States could not be charged for actions committed outside of the country. But unsurprisingly, in the 1940s, leaders of the experiment chose Guatemala because they knew they would not be permitted to conduct the study domestically. One of them, John Coulter, was a U.S. Health Service physician who also later involved in the notorious syphilis experiment, where 600 black men were left untreated for decades to study the effects of the disease. This is just disturbing science, in my opinion. So when the news of the Guatemala experiments surfaced in 2010, the then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Health Secretary Colleen Silvis issued an apology for the government program. Wow, I'm sure all of those victims and all those people felt so happy that they got an apology from the government. But doesn't that just make your heart feel so happy? Because it doesn't to mine. It makes me angry. Their statement said, the conduct exhibited during the study does not represent the values of the U.S. or our commitment to human dignity and great respect for the people of Guatemala. Now, it ignored the inconvenient detail that in the same time period as the experiment, the CIA ousted a democratically elected leader in order to protect corporate agriculture, which doesn't exactly imply respect or unity for the people. Now, both the John Hopkins and the Rockefeller Foundation are denying guilt, instead shifting it to the originators of the study, the legally exonerated U.S. government. The Rockefeller Foundation said that plaintiffs were trying improperly to assign guilt by association in the absence of compensation for the United States federal government. The spokesperson for John Hopkins argued that John Hopkins did not initiate, pay for, direct, or conduct the study in Guatemala. No nonprofit university or hospital has ever been held liable for a study conducted by the U.S. government. The university has vowed to defend itself against the lawsuit. Now, though the federal government refuses to compensate the victims, its admission that the studies constituted erroneous violations of ethics is telling. A victim who was 9 years old when she was infected said, they never told me what they were doing, never gave me a chance to say no. I've lived almost my whole life without knowing the truth. May God forgive them. Now, when we're looking at an apology as forgiveness, well, I don't think that really fits. So now we're left. Sorry, the article is over. This is just Annie Watson talking now. So now we're left with this $1 billion lawsuit against the government that, yes, they intentionally infected people with STDs to see what the effects were of penicillin. This is disturbing on so many levels because this is a world power in the grand scheme of things, and they're doing this. And this article kind of makes it seem as if they're actually getting away with it. Who actually knows what will happen with this lawsuit if these plaintiffs will get any type of retribution? I don't think anyone that has suffered from it, if they're either the original victims or the affected family members, I know if it was me, money wouldn't actually make me feel any better. But in this world, I guess that's all that the government or justice can do. However, I don't think justice will prevail here when you have a giant like the United States government. For anyone listening, I think take this study as not a drop in the bucket, but this is one that has come to light. There are so many cases out there where it's not being told on mainstream media. No one is being notified of, shady dealings by any government. Doesn't necessarily have to be the U.S. government. It could be the Canadian government. It could be any government. So what are you going to do? Hi, Mike. You there now?
Yeah.
What do you think about this lawsuit about the government with this with them infecting people with STDs?
Well, in Nuremberg, it was established fact that just following orders is not a, you can't get by on that, right? So, I don't even know what to say about that because it's
disturbing. It's unbelievable. And I'm saying, this is just a drop in the bucket, in my opinion, when you start actually delving into kind of the underbelly of media and news that's being reported. There are so many cases, maybe not $1 billion lawsuits, but there are so many cases that are being filed against governments for wrongful, unethical doings that they're doing to people that it is disturbing. Like, how can you trust any government when they sanction this and they're doing it and then know that they're going to get caught or know that they're doing something wrong? So they, try to do it. They put it in a country where hopefully they, won't come back on them. And then if all else fails, they just give a public apology and hope that that's, all roses and flowers. It's not. It's really, really sad. And I hate talking about something that's so negative, like, oh, the government is corrupt. We all know that. Government's so bad. We all know that. But this is affecting us and has affected these people. And I think Well, what do you think? What do you think people should do when they hear a story like this, Mike? Should we just all build bomb shelters and hide out, or create our own sovereign nations in our backyards? What should we do? Oh, I think we lost Mike again. He's having a little bit of problem with his internet. Well, I don't know what my solution is. I'm not a very political person, and I don't put a whole lot of stock in any government. I think every government has kind of their own agendas, as we see with this story. But in saying that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back. Hopefully we'll have Mike too. Stay with us, and call in if you'd like at 1-800-686-0775. For a long and healthy life, we've got it dialed in. Healing is easy when you give your body what it needs. We recommend that everyone takes the Healthy Body Start Pack from Youngevity for optimal health and cut out the 10 bad foods. They are wheat, barley, rye oats, fried food, oil in a bottle, well-done red meat, meat with nitrates, baked potato skins, and carbonated drinks. Healing is easy, and we want everyone healthy and happy to enjoy a long life. If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to build theirs. Youngevity is a company that believes in helping people gain back their health through the best nutritional supplements on the planet. But Youngevity also wants your life to be full of dreams you can achieve. By joining Youngevity with your own independent business, you can achieve freedom and build your dreams. Listen in at northernwellness.tv Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for a weekly business presentation. We talk about the company, how you can become a part of it, and how your wealth will grow while helping people feel better. Mondays at 9 p.m. at northernwellness.tv.
You're listening to Northern Wellness Health Radio. We would love to hear from you. The call-in line is 1-800-686-0775. Now back to the show. Here's your hosts, Andrea Brightwell and Mike Phillips.
So thanks for staying with us, guys. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to our stories about exploding heads and gluten-free if it's fat or fact, and, of course, the $1 billion lawsuit against the U.S. government. We're going to finish off our show and say thank you so much for listening in. You can follow all of the articles that we've talked about today on our blog at northernwellnesshealthradio.tumblr.com. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Like to do a quick shout out to our sponsor for the evening, LeanneKing.com. Launching May 1st, The Real Life with Leanne King will give exclusive access to members for live webinars, learning all about essential oils and aromatherapy, live video Q&A, blog posts, podcasts, lots of information to educate people about the wonderful uses of essential oils and how they can help you in your everyday life. And you can do it from the comfort of your home. So check it out at LeanneKing.com. Everyone have a great Monday night. Hope the work week isn't too bad for you. And we'll see you all again next Monday. Thanks so much. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening in on Northern Wellness Health on Blog Talk Radio, a politically incorrect, hard-hitting health talk radio show for Canadians. We discuss environmental, political, human rights, economic, scientific, and social justice issues, Mondays at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to build theirs. Youngevity is a company that believes in helping people gain back their health through the best nutritional supplements on the planet. But Youngevity also wants your life to be full of dreams you can achieve. By joining Youngevity with your own independent business, you can achieve freedom and build your dreams. Listen in at northernwellness.tv Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for a weekly business presentation. We talk about the company, how you can become a part of it, and how your wealth will grow while helping people feel better. Mondays at 9 p.m. at northernwellness.tv.